So while we were on break, I guess there's been another cop shooting. Now, I don't know all the specifics of this. I was seeing bits and pieces of the video it looked troubling. And see, this is, I'm going to tell you something. This is the problem. This is the problem with the left's racism. Every time there's a situation that involves somebody being shot by a cop, racism, racism, racism. Every time there's a situation that they don't like, homophobia, Islamophobia, fatophobia, ugliophobia. Because then when there really is a situation, people don't take it seriously. Because they go, oh, it's the left crying and whining again about something that's not. And the left doesn't get it. They just don't get it. You can't cry wolf every time you see a squirrel. Because when there's a real wolf, people will just go, yeah, okay. So this second police shooting, and just quickly, like I said, I haven't done my due diligence like I did with the Sterling situation, facts are facts. Facts are facts. That to me, that's clear. That is clear. If these cops get indicted, it's going to be similar to the whole Freddie Gray situation, where it's basically a rush to arrest, to try to prosecute, to pacify a whole bunch of people that have been seduced by the left and the call of racism and Islamophobia and homophobia every time something happens, regardless if it's legitimate or not. But just like the Freddie Gray trial or case and the trials that have been going on, and those cops have been let go. They beat the charges. If they bring these cops up for charges in this Anton Sterling, they'll beat it because the facts are the facts. So I don't know about this other situation that's going on. From the video that I've seen, and of course the narrative that the media, it sounds like the cop messed up. Supposedly, this black guy worked for the school department. He supposedly had a gun on him. He supposedly was licensed to have a gun. He told the officer that he had a gun on him and that he was licensed to have the gun, and that he was going into his wallet to get the license and get the cop all the information that he needed, and then the cop shot him. That's what I just saw flashing on the television screen. Don't know if that's a fact. It said that this guy was not a gangbanger. He was not in trouble. There was no shadiness going on. So I don't know. I can't talk about it at great length because I don't know the facts. I want to know the facts. The Alton Sterling facts are easy. They did what they did. It was justified. Alton Sterling had a gun. He was on probation. He was a child molester. He was an animal. So it happens. But this other incident, I don't know the details. So I want to get the details and then we'll talk about it. Also, we missed talking about Trump being on Capitol Hill today. He was there. He was talking to senators. He was talking to congressmen and women. Some people were kind of pricky, like Jeff Flake, Ben Sasse. So we'll get more information on those meetings, and we'll talk about that tomorrow again. Also, Teddy Cruz is taking the stage at the GOP convention. Yeah, baby. Yeah. Yeah, baby. Teddy Cruz. Teddy Cruz. So we'll talk about that tomorrow. We're going to have a whole bunch of stuff to go over tomorrow. It's going to be good stuff. Exciting. We have sound bites. Yeah, we will. It'll be good. It's going to be good. Teddy Cruz. Teddy Cruz, baby. Let me just read you this press release. Senator Ted Cruz and Donald Trump had a good meeting this morning. There was no discussion of any endorsement. Mr. Trump asked Senator Cruz to speak at the Republican convention, and Senator Cruz said he would be happy to do so. Mr. Trump also asked Senator Cruz for his counsel on future judicial nominations, and Cruz responded he would continue to do everything he can to help ensure principled constitutionalists are on the courts. Wow! Teddy Cruz! Teddy Cruz! What? Meeting with DT. Oh, yeah. They had a big old hug. They hugged. They had a bro hug. That's what they did. Isn't that funny? You got Ted Cruz and Trump, you know, cordially making up. They're like, all right, it was what it was. All right. I'm going to speak at the convention. You know, we're Republicans. We got to beat Hillary. It's all good. And then you got this J-off, Ben Sasse. Then you got this J-off, Ben Sasse. He's like, still don't want to support you. I still don't support you. Or this, that Adam Kinzinger. That little prick. He's always on CNN with Wolf Blitzer. He served in Iraq, so that makes him this holier than thou. I'm the greatest Republican in the world. I have this military mind. I'm like, he was a effing general or something. Adam Kinzinger. F him. Ted Cruz could speak with Trump. He could speak at the convention. He could somewhat bury the hatchet. And these two guys hammered each other for 9 months. And here's Ben Sasse and Adam Kinzinger. I can't support Trump. I can't. I can't support him. I can't. F you. Scumbags. two loser scumbags that make our party look disgusting. But yeah, we'll talk about more of this tomorrow. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff tomorrow. I'm excited! Excited! So, don't forget, guys, follow us at Rob Zicari Show. Go there. You will enjoy it. You will love it. I promise you. And you'll want to rub it all over your body. Okay? So go there, damn it. Rob Zicari Show. Go to the RobZicariShow.com. Go there. Be there. We are everywhere. We'll see you guys tomorrow. You are the best. You rule. You are the greatest audience in the history of mankind. Talk to you tomorrow. Good day.